With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran Parliament Speaker warns the U.S. military and Israel could be legitimate targets if the U.S. strikes Iran over ongoing protests. The protests have challenged Iran's theocracy, with demonstrators flooding the streets for over 2 weeks. Activists report at least 538 deaths, fearing the toll is higher. The internet is down, making it hard to gauge the situation. President Trump has expressed support for the protesters. The State Department warns against underestimating the president's threats. President Trump insisted Tuesday that Republicans have so many good nuggets to campaign on this year as they try to hold onto their razor-thin margin in the House. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire predicts that fewer than two dozen races will determine the control of Congress in 2027.
You're definitely, with redistricting efforts now that's going on around the country, we really don't know yet what the final number is going to look like for these swing toss-up seats, ones that maybe went for Kamala or went for Trump. But now with redistricting, the margins look different on the ability to win those. I think you are looking at less than 20 competitive, real, true races in the country.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Myanmar holds a second round of elections amid armed conflict in the country.
Myanmar resumed voting Sunday in the second round of its first general election in 5 years, expanding polling to additional townships, including some areas affected by the civil war between the military government and its armed opponents. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. local time in 100 townships across the country. Many of those areas have seen clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. The election is being held in three phases due to armed conflicts. The first round took place on December 28th in 102 of the country's total 330 townships, followed by the second phase on Sunday.
This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
George Barna of Arizona Christian University has been researching faith in this country for more than 40 years, and he says unless believers assert themselves, America will be changed forever. Quote, if Christians want a nation based on biblical morality, they must be clearer and more assertive in teaching and modeling the biblical worldview and its resultant lifestyle. As matters stand now, the biblical worldview is poised to lose what little ground it currently occupies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Nations around the world are cracking down on social media platforms that allow children access to pornography and sexual predators. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors and make it easier for authorities to remove content. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include deepfakes. This is SRN News. Harsh environment, lack of key infrastructure, and difficult geology. All three of these factors have prevented anyone from building a mine in Greenland to extract the sought-after rare earth elements that many high-tech products require.
Those challenges won't go away, even if President Trump takes control of the Arctic island. Mr. Trump has made it a priority to break China's stranglehold on the global supply of rare earths. The president has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to do this. Now President Trump is again pitching that taking over Greenland could solve that problem.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump says he wants a one-year 10% cap on credit card interest rates. It's an idea that revives a campaign pledge and could save Americans tens of billions of dollars, but it's drawing immediate opposition from an industry that began in his corner. The president wasn't clear in a post that whether a cap might take effect through executive action. More details, SRNnews.com.